this recording? Now, how is this recording? How is this recording now? The needle is moving. The needle is moving. When I press the button, the microphone interrupts.
Is this recording? Is this recording? Is the recording level too high? Is the recording level too high?
Now how does this work? Now how does this work? Although when the extension cord is in place, the interrupt button on the microphone does not work. Interrupt button on the microphone does not work.
We're recording the second cable on the three-prong extension. I'm still on the first one, and Dad's on the second.
I'm here on the second, and the needle moves much more than the noise. But you try it again, maybe with your microphone a bit closer.
Get closer to the thing or to me?
Yeah.
Is the needle in the red? No? Okay.
It looks alright.
What happens if they move close together? Will we get feedback?
No, there'll be no feedback. But let's talk to each other. Now, did you send a good note?
Oh, not bad.
What did you do?
I woke up at 2 in the morning and had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, were there any elephants outside your tent?
No, only a few jackals.
Okay, so you're ready to go to work this morning?
Oh, Roy. That's about medium recording level. Also, just like moving your hand around. Okay, we will start recording. The recording level must be turned down. Volume is 1/4. Tone is 1/2. Recording level. Not quite 1/2. Okay, this is at the slowest speed, and I'm testing for how much styrofoam to put where. Cut the microphone. Now I'm placing the styrofoam over the microphone head all around it. Okay, the styrofoam is in place. Is there a difference in the level with the styrofoam in place as opposed to with the styrofoam not in place? So now moving the styrofoam. Okay, I'm talking at the same distance from the microphone, and according to the recording level, there is a difference. This is to test the degree to which styrofoam will protect the microphone from outside interference such as wind and rubbing against the head and the stock of the microphone. The styrofoam is now in place around the head of the microphone and so blow on it at different angles. Styrofoam is now in place. The styrofoam pod is in place around the sides of the microphone. The top is still exposed. I'm going to simulate circumstances in the field, as some people might say. Now for the top. That was without the styrofoam. There's an extra piece of being placed over the top. The styrofoam cone is now in place over the head of the microphone, and I hope it works. I think it's a bit too high up. It needs to be pushed down. And if it's working, you can see the needle here is adjusting. Like if I talk really loud, see how it goes up like that? Loud, soft, soft. And the way you could adjust that is with the recording level here. Turn it up, you see what happens, it sounds terrible. Turn it down, it sounds better. And this is for the volume. That's for later when you play it back. This is a counting device. So that it shoots 0, 0, 0, and if you keep talking slowly, this number will change to 1. That way, if you try and find something, you just look at the numbers. It's very much easier to find things.
Microphone, my voice, or